From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The state panel that's been investigating the Parkland school shooting is meeting this week in Orlando. Today, the Marjory Stoneman Douglas Public Safety Commission discussed ways to improve the family notification process after a school shooting. WLRN's Sam Turkin reports.
After the Parkland shooting, families waited for as long as 12 hours to hear from law enforcement whether their loved ones were killed. Some families found that information via text message or social media before hearing from authorities. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri chairs the Stoneman Douglas Public Safety Commission.
Broward County Public Schools was not adequately prepared to assist the Broward County Sheriff's Office with student identification by providing student rosters and photographs. Part of what delayed the process in trying to identify the deceased students in the school, nobody was prepared for this.
The commission is recommending school districts create a formal reunification process and that law enforcement gives families more updates after mass casualty events. Max Schachter sits on the commission. His son Alex died in the Parkland shooting.
This was the worst day of our lives, and I think our families would have much rather known sooner than wait. And so I hope that we can learn from this after Parkland.
The recommendations will be part of a second report the panel sends to state lawmakers to improve school safety. The commission submitted its first report in January. I'm Sam Turkin in Miami.